Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth. For a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Our question, what is the nickname for the person who does not know it's their nickname? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Josh. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
All right. So in forecasting school in Biloxi for the Air Force,
all right,
we had this guy. He his teeth were pretty big and kind of unfortunate, but he smiled all the time.
Of course he did.
And after a couple of times of a fly landing on his teeth, he thought he was pretty fly for a white guy, but we called him Fly.
Fly.
You saw flies land on this guy's teeth?
Yeah, twice, and then it was his name.
How in the hell?
How does a fly land on your teeth?
Never even heard of
exactly.
That.
Exactly.
Damn.
Exactly.
All right, okay, so they were big teeth.
They were big teeth.
All right, okay. Hey,
fly. A guy I knew used to date this chick. They had an on-again, off-again relationship, always volatile. But in my interaction with her, she was
on-again,
off-again
one?
On-again, off-again. Right. It explains itself, right? So that's what they go through all the time. Always drama, whatever. So they break up, and he's a little beaten up about it. And this is not the first time they've broken up. But he's going through the whole same thing again. Me and a couple of buddies, we meet him out at the bar. He's got to say his piece about it, blah, blah, blah. And I said, hey, man, at least you're not with Gums McGillicuddy anymore. Mm-hmm. So, well, the thing is, he did not know I called her Gums McGillicuddy because he was dating her. But, like, her mouth to me, like, she wasn't ugly. But when she opened her mouth, I picture, like, take red Play-Doh and then, like, stuff Chiclets in it. That's what her mouth looked like. Or the thing for my Little Shop of Horrors. That's basically the rest. Just all gums, little teeth, whatever. So, anyway, I break out Gums McGillicuddy. And my buddy, he just gets real dead silent, and I realize they have gotten back together.
And guess what?
They had.
I did the same thing.
How long did they stay together this time?
I don't know. We stopped working together before they officially broke up again, so I don't know. Actually, he's a dude that got fired because he was busted on camera having sex on the museum roof.
All right. Yep. So a girl that was probably a lot like DB's girlfriend from a long time ago.
The stupid one.
Right? She dated a guy that...
God, what was her name?
Becca?
Yes.
Yeah.
That was Becca, wasn't it?
God, she was dumb.
But either way, so I didn't want to say her name. It was Becca. But so my buddy dated this girl, and she was just, we knew her as, she was very good at school. She was not good at other things, but she was fun to be around because just her general happiness, but lack of any understanding.
Okay. All right.
Ironically, his ex had good grades.
Yeah.
Did she?
Oh, yeah. She could go to school and take in information and write it down on a test. She just didn't have a lot of common sense.
She didn't have any common sense.
That's basically what I'm talking about.
God.
Yeah, and so you're describing this person. I'm like, in that girl's defense, she was the same way.
She was the idiot. And all referenced her as the idiot. Okay, but my buddy did not know that we referenced his girlfriend as the idiot.
Fair.
Until they broke up.
Then let him know.
And then someone said, hey, Brett, tell everyone that you broke up with the idiot. And he's like, the idiot? He's like, yeah, your girlfriend. We call her the idiot. He's like, you call my girlfriend the idiot. He's like, none of you have ever told me this. We're like, no, she's always been the idiot, man. Like, he dated her for a couple of years. And he's like, You've been calling my girlfriend the idiot. So whenever I hear the idiot, that was my girlfriend?
Like, sure.
Yes, yeah. It was.
Yeah. Like, that's the idiot question.
That was the same person.
Dude, there was a kid I grew up with. And we called him the town idiot, right?
Okay.
Because he was kind of bigger, like built.
All right.
But he just, again, not a ton of common sense and everything. And we called him a town idiot behind his back for years. So, like, recently I was home and I was like, whatever happened, blah, blah, blah. Like, didn't we call him the town idiot? And everybody's like, yeah, not anymore. And I was like, why not? And they're like, he's the sergeant in the police department where I live. I was like, oh.
My bad.
Yeah. Right.
What's the nickname for the person who doesn't know it's their nickname? 206-803-RIDE.
They were like, do not say that to him.
Hello, Juan. Welcome to the men's room.
Hey, what's up, fellas?
Hola.
Hold on a second right here. Hold on. Let me take you off.
Yeah, we're all good, man.
Sorry, yeah.
Hey, are you guys going tomorrow?
I am not because I'm going to volleyball.
Yeah, we got a little party we're doing with a listener who actually gave a donation to drink with us on Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
So Sunday's already in the book, so I got to get my crab done tomorrow.
So I won't call my guy then.
Well, go.
Just go and have fun.
Yeah.
Bring the kids. Bring the dog.
It's noon.
I'm not going to call my guy. I'm going, but I'm not going to call my guy.
All right. Well, it's kind of early. You don't need that.
It's going to come noon.
Oh, no, I used to call this, we would call this lady Dory.
Because she looked like a fish or because she was dumb?
She looked like Dory.
Oh, damn, that is unfortunate.
Yeah. And, like, one time we were talking between me and my wife, and this dude heard us, and he was like, you're talking about this lady, huh? And we were like, yeah.
So he knew.
What was it about her that looked like a fish? Was it her lips?
That's a tough one.
Dory, the movie Dory,
Finding Nemo.
Finding Nemo, yeah.
She just looked like Dory, that fish.
She looked exactly like it, bro.
All right, well, that's
she had a weird skinny face with big eyes?
Yeah.
Okay,
he's telling you, man. Well, I don't know, what do you want me to tell you? Do you know Dory? Okay, that is what the woman looked like.
Oh, God. What's the nickname for the person who doesn't know it's their nickname? 206-803-RISE.
Hello, Richard. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, Bichola.
Hola.
So, a buddy of mine plays the drums. We call him the Dumber, but he knows that nickname.
The Dumber.
anyway, he got testicular cancer and had one of, the boys removed. So, we used to call him Half Pack, but instead of pack, it was with an S.
Okay.
Yeah.
They wouldn't let me say it on the radio, he said. So.
That's right. So basically, like half the purse down.
And I'm guessing he did not know you called him that.
No, he didn't. But then eventually he did find out, and he was okay with it. He thought it was pretty funny.
Yeah, I mean, most people don't. I mean, like, you know, I know people who've had that done, and it doesn't seem like really it affects them in any way. Other than the fact you hope, just get rid of the cancer.
Right, that's the whole
ultimately,
thing.
Ultimately, from that point on, doesn't matter if you have three, doesn't matter if you have one. Most of the time, those guys have like five kids.
Yeah, right.
If that's what they want to do.
I have a question for you, hypothetical, right? So I'm just thinking, this guy was a drummer.
Dumber.
A dumber, right? Mm-hmm. So do you think the guys in Def Leppard have a nickname for the drummer?
Ooh. Yeah.
That they call him behind his back.
Oh, no. Like, again,
you're
missing an arm. You've been in the band. Like, sorry, there's a terrible accident. Mike lose half an arm, or lose, Jesus, one of his arms.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like it's fine to make fun of that to his face.
I'm sure they do that. I'm saying, but do you think they have a nickname for him that he does not know? Because keep in mind, all right, just because he was in the hospital for a while, too, even when he wasn't around. So somebody says, you know. Whatever they come up with, stone.
Oh, his buddy's got something for him. Or they rib him about something.
I'm saying behind his back. I know they rib him.
Like here, cut this steak. You know, like that kind of thing. What is the nickname for the person who doesn't know it's their nickname? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Sean. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
I don't write songs or anything, but I try to work with commonly used phrases. So I've had a few, and they're not FCC friendly, but like Zach of S or
Zach of S.
Yes.
Okay,
that's a good one.
So that's the nickname for the guy.
Yes.
That's perfect. Is he?
It was very fitting.
Is he okay? All right, Zach of S.
Yeah.
Yeah, Zach of S. The other one along that line was Joe F. Yourself.
Oh, damn.
Wow.
Joe, ask yourself. How long did you have to deal with this person before you came up with the nickname? Or did someone tell you that was the nickname?
No, it one of them, someone else came up with it. Joe was me, and he earned it. It was a coworker whose F-ups I dealt with a lot of.
Okay.
Yeah. Wow. That's typically I find that it happens more in a work situation than anything else. Or a work association with, you know, you're working with a
nerd. Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
The people who work for the companies, whatever those sure. things are, you definitely have some nicknames.
I like this one. Just came in on the text. It says, in high school, we had a substitute teacher missing his arm from the elbow down. We called him the Stubstitute.
I told you, I went to high school with a guy that, like, I called him Chris, and then people called him Stumpy.
All right.
Which I thought, because, again, he just wasn't, like, he didn't have, like, broad shoulders. He had, like, skinny little legs and skinny little arms, but just, he was a big dude.
But it was that noticeable?
Yeah. So, like, I never called him Stumpy because I thought it was mean. And then I hung out with his family. They all called him Stumpy.
Oh, damn.
All right. Okay. So, as long as you know, I knew a guy who was called Back Bra for a while.
Because he had,
boobs on his back.
Yeah.
He played football. They just called him Back Bra. He was a defensive tackle.
Yeah, inside a locker room is brutal.
Yeah, there's no holding back in there. What is the nickname for the person who does? I would never call him that, by the way. He was a big, big guy.
If he's got back boobs, I know he's a big guy.
Never?
No. Hell no. This guy was 400 pounds. He would have killed me.
I know you, though.
Well, no, I never would have. Man, that's a line you don't cross with that guy. He was from South Florida, man. I wouldn't mess with him at all. What is the nickname for the, he did have back boobs. What is the nickname for the person who doesn't know it's their nickname? 206-803.
That term is really getting popular right now, too.
What, back boobs or
big
man back. Boobs?
Big back.
Yeah.
I mean, like, it's always been around, but it's just funny. Like, some of the influencers used it. Some of them obviously were black dudes, and now it's just called, this for my big back fans.
Because I think everyone understands what it is. Like, that's a good way of saying it.
Right. Yeah, it's like having a long back.
Yes, the long back.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.